opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. Checking.
That's my check.
Seems checking. To be our opening line here. Check. Good evening, Northern California. This is Shasta Live. Brought to you by the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, sponsored by our good friends
and neighbors.
Shasta Sotheby's,
yeah. I was going to say, is that what we're going to try to say? I'm like trying to think.
I know, I got it right.
Left friends and neighbors.
There you go.
I got tongue tied.
This is Nigel.
I'm James.
And this is Jason. I know you can't hear me, but
I can hear you.
No, we can hear you.
You can't hear yourself.
I can't hear myself.
And you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Yes.
So just so you know where you're at in case you've lost your way.
Well, it is easy to lose your way on the dial.
You're in Shasta County.
Yeah.
You're Shasta County, the last time I checked.
Shasta County.
So it's Monday, December 16th.
Yeah.
I should know that date. I do. And
it says it's 38 degrees indoors.
Really? That would explain a lot.
We know that it's off. Right?
Yeah. All right. And we have with us a guest today this evening.
Ladies, are you single?
I am.
Look at
him. He's a looker. He's got a bat, those big blue eyes. And you're just going to swoon and hit the floor.
And you'll always be clean.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. You need somebody to launder laundry.
That's true. Right.
Do both. Launder
money.
Yeah. He doesn't cook, ladies, but boy, he does a mean load of laundry.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, launderer.
No, what that really means is, you know what? He's got coin.
Coin.
He's got coin.
Yeah, he collects quarters.
At the ripe old age of 25.
That's right.
Prime and loaded.
So, you got to do
he's like
ahead of the competitors.
I know.
So, Hayden. Hayden.
H-A-Y-D-E-N.
Hello, Hayden. Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
The quick story is you reached out to Jason or Jason reached out to you. How did this happen?
Oh, yeah. Me and Jason have been friends for a while, just on and off with advertisement and stuff through Reading Buzz.
Yeah.
So then when I came up with the idea that I wanted to give back to the community, he was the first person I reached out to help me get the word out.
So you own a laundromat.
And Smart.
Correct.
Right?
Look at that.
Which laundromat do you own?
I own Modern Wash Laundromat at 1154.
What's it called?
Modern Wash Laundromat at 1154 Hartnell Avenue by the old Cash and Carry.
All right.
So you can come in. Drop your load off, get it going.
A load of laundry.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I don't want a flood of dudes coming in.
I just want to make sure we're clear here.
Are we clear? Crystal clear.
A load of laundry.
Correct,
So you don't do fluff and fold?
No, we do not.
No, that's on the
light service only.
I think you ate too much chocolate, James.
And then head across the parking lot and go do your shopping.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll go next door to...
I love the chef store, Cash and Carry.
Oh, yeah. No, that place is
one of my favorites.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you own a laundromat. What made you decide to open or start a laundromat?
I knew I wanted to own some kind of a business, and that was something that I had looked into a little bit, and the opportunity presented itself, so I went ahead and moved forward, and I'm happy I did.
And this was an existing laundromat that it had been here for quite a long time.
Correct. Yeah, when I bought it was a ran-down laundromat. Actually, right when I was in escrow, it actually got red tagged and shut down by the county because it was so rough. When I was going in there to sign papers, I remember I was stepping over people sleeping on the floor, and I was like, "What the hell am I getting myself into?"
Maybe I wasn't so far off. It was a seedy, seedy place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little rough. It's not now though.
No, I heard.
Man. It's great.
Scrubs up pretty good with a wire brush.
So how long ago was this that you...
A little over a year ago.
Okay. And business is good?
Yeah. So far, so good.
Dirty business?
Had a lot of support from the community.
That's good. And so you have decided to give back to the community.
Correct. Yeah, I went ahead and decided from today all the way until Friday the 20th, we're giving 100% of every penny spent in the laundromat back to the community through two different charities, one of them being Haven Humane and one of them being Ready for Life of Reading, which is a local foster children program.
That's right. I think we connected you with them. Okay, that's good.
Wow.
So 100% of everything earned or the profit?
Nope, 100% of everything. I'm taking no profit. I'm taking zero. Every penny spent in that laundromat is going directly to charity.
Wow.
Do you have an auditor?
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. Do you need one?
I know. Right? I might have to.
James knows a few.
Do you need a crooked auditor? Somebody that, no. That's incredible.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So,
congratulations. So here's another. Here I'm going down the check mark. Community savvy, gives back. You're all kinds of cool.
Yeah, just ask my grandma. I'm the full package.
What does your grandma know about the full package?
Grandmas know.
Grandmas know.
Grandma's always got a good confidence boost. Oh, all the ladies are going to be chasing you. Well, we'll wait.
Grandmas are like dogs. They just know good people. They have a sense.
Mm. Correct.
Right?
I totally
agree with
grandma's
you.
Pet. That's good. Well, that's very generous of you to do. What made you think about doing this?
I just had a successful year, and I just knew I wanted to give back. I wanted to do something to donate. And then with this option, I decided this would be the best way to get the most knowledge about these two charities and also give back as much as possible versus just donating silently. I figured this would be a good way to get the word out and hopefully cause a chain reaction.
But yeah. No, you know what? I mean, let's face the truth. Being a good community member and volunteering or donating and doing things that you do, there's no shame. I mean, we choose to do this a lot because it's in our heart and we can, but the halo or the benefit of it is to gain also recognition to who you are, what service you provide to the community, in the hopes that people then make choices based upon, you know, who you are as a business and a business owner, right? Like,
correct.
I want to support that business because, first, A, you're cool, they like you. Two, your facility works and it's clean and new and all that stuff. And three, you might as well, because you're helping the community besides just, you know, coming and using the facility because you do good work.
Yeah. No, I like to give back with some of what I get.
So the inquiring minds want to know roughly how much does Laundromat make?
Oh, I can't answer that
question. In a week. No, like what could those Haven Humanes and the they roughly expect?
We'll wait and see. I would hope to be in the thousands, obviously, and we'll wait to see what we end
so
up.
So you just heard it, Haven's 100,000.
Haven's Haven Humane.
Well,
and those two charities specifically you picked because?
So my biggest reason wanting to help those two is I like to help those who can't help themselves. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's the animals and the children. Mm-hmm. The people that don't have a voice and can't get themselves out of what they need to, I like to help those as much as possible.
Sure.
So were you born and raised here?
Born and raised in Anderson, California. Went to West Valley High School.
Have you traveled?
Not much. Not much.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right. But you also have, your family has deep ties to the community, yes?
Oh, yeah. No, my dad was born and raised, went to Anderson High School his whole life.
Really?
So.
Wow, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
And your parents, let's just point it out, because they are important community members as well, but they own a nursery out off of Airport, which we all know, and it is?
It's Wintour Gardens.
Wintour Gardens, that's right. Mm.
Excellent. Tell you what, let's take our first one-minute break, because this time is flying by. We'll have some chocolate. Thank you very much.
Oh, on the break.
And we'll come back and talk to Haven with his laundromat.
All right.
Thank you.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Everybody just missed my absolute...
Yes, and there was a reason why we all missed it. Thank you very much, and we're back, Shasta.
I was dropping it like it was hot. It
like
so fresh and so clean. That was for you.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Shasta Live. We're talking to Hayden here, young man with a full package, 25 years old, has
Modern Wash Laundromat.
Modern Wash Laundromat. On Hartnell.
So I'll give you some advice. I don't know if it can be done. I don't know if there's any space. I don't know, whatever. But my favorite laundromat I ever went to was Santa Barbara. And I believe it was called Suds and Suds.
Oh. Mm.
And that's because you could do laundry and then go to the bar and have a beer.
Yeah.
Suds and Suds.
Yeah, let the city of Reading know I'm shooting for that. We'll see what we can do.
I mean, because, you know, it makes laundry much more of a good time.
Oh, yeah. It makes everything a better time.
Everything.
So, you guys were talking during the break. So,
we forgot to eat the chocolate.
No, it's okay. We'll get that. We'll get that. The business of running a laundromat. So, these washing machines, these machines have changed, right? They're all modernized.
Oh, they're amazing.
All on an app now, instead of you don't have to carry in 8 pounds of quarters.
It will take the quarters.
All you need is your smartphone and you're good to go.
But it's so nice. I open the app, put the number of the machine you want, tell it if you want hot, cold, warm water, whatever, mm-hmm. put your detergent, all that stuff, press the button, it says I'm ready, you hit start, and you walk away, and it gives you timers and countdowns on your phone
Check your app of how much time you have left.
Yeah, so that you know that you have
so you could drop your laundry off.
Go to Dairy Queen and get an ice cream and get back.
I don't think you could drop your laundry off. You put it in there.
Well, you put it in there, and then you go to the Thai Hut.
Go across the street or the Thai Cafe, either one of those.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. Perfect.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, question for you. What is the most disgusting thing you found remaining in one of your machines, washer or dryer?
Okay, so, well, this is a funny story. I owned one in Anderson, and that was a rougher place. And
rougher than
you find a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Anderson location was definitely rough, and I mean it went all the way to needles and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you saying
up here in the North State we have? I don't know if anybody knows this. A little bit of a homeless problem.
Drug problem.
It's just a little bit. Like.
Yeah.
Wow, needles.
I bet you could write a book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if anybody'd want to read it, but I definitely could.
Any money?
Coins. No, you find money every once in a while, pocket knives. A lot of construction workers, you'll find screws and stuff like that.
Do people ever, like, leave their laundry and forget that?
Oh, yeah. No, that's pretty common. People throw their stuff in a dryer and then go home and then completely forget and call me 3 days later wondering where it's at.
Yeah, and then by that time, have you donated?
And you'll say,
thank you
for your donation to the Salvation Army.
Yeah. I go, well, let me check the bin, but I think you're probably out of luck at this point.
Okay, that's good to know.
So give me real quick, because this is the other thing that's always important. What are the hours, days?
6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
6 a.m. to 10 p.m. I like those hours better than the place I go.
Yeah, and then 365 days a year, we don't shut down for anything.
You don't.
And the good thing.
Is there always somebody on in there, or is it sometimes?
I have a part-time cleaner, so there's people in and out of it all day cleaning.
Okay. You have cameras?
Correct, we do.
Can you talk to people?
I cannot.
Oh, no.
There's been times where I've wanted to, but no.
Yeah.
That needs an upgrade.
The good thing about that, if he's on call like a doctor, you could call that number. He's right there.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Any issues.
But I'd want to be
hey, you, stop touching the machine that way. Stop
so
touching.
Let's have a recap of what it is you're doing. So you are, for the next week,
For the next week, we're donating 100% of every penny spent in the laundromat from today all the way until Friday. So that's any penny. Okay. That's not a portion of profits. That is everything spent is 100% going to local charities.
And the address where you guys located, where people get the
call? 1154 Hartnell Avenue.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah.
So this is a call out to everybody in Reading. Even if you do your laundry at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a load down just for donations.
Take a load down.
Yeah. Take a load off Bayonet.
You beat me to it, James. I'm going to dive right in there.
For a cause, this is a way to give back to the community and have clean clothes. Yeah.
And you can, it's totally fine if you don't like children, right?
That's why I did both. I figured, well, if you don't like kids, you at least got to like dogs.
I was going to say, but you got to love your dogs and cats or things.
I thought you meant you could put the kids in the machine if you don't like
No.
But no, okay.
That would have been a horrible thing. That's the most horrible thing you found was a child in the machine.
I know.
On tumble dry. Gunk, 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 gunk.
So if people go to your business this week and they do the laundry, you will donate the the proceeds to these two charities.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's pretty good.
And are the charities themselves, I mean, obviously they're a part, are they promoting?
I think so. Yeah. I was just talking to the CEO of Ready for Life today about everything. So. Yeah.
And tell me real quick again, just to remind me, Ready for Life is for?
It's a foster agency.
Kids.
Yeah,
okay.
Out of Reading.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And you've gone down and done shout outs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, numerous of them.
Is that okay?
Well, the first one was I drove by and you had all the heavy equipment out there, or your brother did. Somebody did.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
when we were doing the renovation.
What's going on there, man? I whipped in.
You're like, what's going on? Yeah. I must know. But tell me.
Jason's been a lot of help in getting the word out.
So let's do a little pivot here because you're not going to be here for the next bit. But we always ask our guests, about food, right?
Food.
Shifting to food.
Okay.
So seeing as how you're a native, a long time resident here, what are some of your favorite places to go eat?
Okay. Right now, honestly, I think after this, I think I'm going over to Woody's. Woody's mac and cheese. That's a big go-to for me. I love Woody's mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese.
And they're under new ownership.
Oh, I heard something about that. I wasn't for sure.
So you have to go back, real quick and check it out, make sure that they didn't mess with the recipe.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, I'll have to check
it out
tonight.
Let them know that it's still okay.
Any other suggestions for people? If people come to visit
Visiting,
they say,
you gotta do Nello's. You gotta hit Nello's. Yeah, Nello's Italian. Yeah. You cannot beat that.
Yeah. I love Nello's.
I love their salad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? I always forget when I go, I'm surprised. But I always, when you're there, of course, they give you the antipasti. They give you the plate with all the, little cheeses and olives and salami and all that you get to eat first, right? And then you order your dinner and whatever you get. Then they bring you like a little sample, like a Catalone. Not a Catalone. What is it? Catalone, I think it is. Or something like a manicotti. They bring it in a couple pieces of that for you. And then you get the salad at the side table, the Caesar, right? And then the cheese on it.
Sounds like it goes on and on and on.
And then I go for the shrimp scampi in the white sauce. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, man after my own heart.
Yeah, very good.
So we have Woody's and Nello's. Is that it?
You're not Italian, are you?
No, I wish. I would say those are my go-to, but I'm a carb person, so...
Uh-oh.
Guess if you don't like carbs, I'm not going to be much help to you.
Hmm.
Look at him. He eats all his carbs and still stays skinny.
Yeah. What
a curse.
Do you have a favorite pizza place?
Charlie's.
Ooh.
Yes.
Charlie's is good. I love it. I was born and raised in Anderson, so we'd
Yeah,
we'd
he's right behind
that.
You.
Charlie's is in the house.
He's in the house.
Yeah.
They're up
there. By the way, so speaking of pizza, we are having our Shasta Chamber Roundup here this Wednesday. At 12 noon at Pizza Factory on Market Street.
There you go.
Unbeknownst to me, our household actually already ordered from there on a semi-regular basis. So it's a small world and it's good stuff.
I have not been there yet. It's been remodeled. It was remodeled recently, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Looks nice up from the street when you're driving by. Mm-hmm. Looks like a legit pizza place.
So anyway, we're grateful that that you're here and that you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
I really appreciate you guys helping me get the word
congratulations.
Out.
Congratulations! I like I said when we were on break, I'm quite proud of young people when they become entrepreneurial and push and do things at your age, because you know there's so many people out there that aren't doing anything, right? And
correct,
it's like,
yeah.
Come on. You have the wherewithal. If you have the support of your family, and obviously your family are entrepreneurs, they have their own business, and so you've picked that up probably from them, and they've encouraged you, and you're doing it. And I just commend.
See, it's an example where you know the youth from today is
the youth.
All.
Yeah, I know.
up to some, you still have the same dreams that every people that most
brothers
people
and
have.
Sisters.
Yes, I have one older brother.
One older brother.
Is sibling he rivalry.
Successful as you.
Yes, he is. He runs a construction company, so he does very well.
Very good. See? Right on. Good for your parents. Good
job,
parents.
So do you want to expand your laundromat empire? Or?
Correct. Yeah, I would love to. I'd love to open up multiple locations.
You'd have to start. Yeah, I was going to say you have to start seeking out the real estate, right?
Correct, yeah.
Figure out where they can go and where they're going to do the best for you.
No, that would definitely be the 10-year plan, is to get as many locations as possible in the North State.
And then sell them.
Correct. When I get to retirement age, yes.
Do your machines take Bitcoin?
They do not.
Not yet. No.
No, Bitcoin, that's where it's at.
Through
I'm
the app.
Telling you
could
it's
through
coming.
Through the app, they might be able to eventually.
Yeah, I got Bitcoin just a little less than a year ago, about a year ago, and it's gone up 100%.
Oh, wow.
In 1 year. 105% as of today.
Well, if you would have known that back then, you would have.
I would have been.
That's one of those things where you take out a mortgage on the home.
Yeah, right.
$100,000 in this.
Yeah.
No, there, if you knew, this is one of those things again where, you know, if 12 years ago would have put in, you know, $1,000, you'd be set right now. Like,
oh, yeah. I keep thinking of all the ones that I have that I put $1,000 in that are all sitting there at almost.
Almost 500?
Almost zero.
You only hear about the success stories.
I know, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. You know, why aren't you picking it up?
Yeah. All right, well, listen, we're going to take our two-minute break here in a minute. Thank you very much, Hayden. One more time, where is your name of your laundromat?
The name of the laundromat is Modern Wash, and it's at 1154 Hartnell Avenue, right across from Harbor Freight.
And we need to get you need to join our chamber.
I do.
Yeah. Cheap.
Cheap. Sounds good to me.
Good time.
About a load of laundry.
So. Only a few loads of laundry.
It can be a cheap time, it can be a good time, but it's never a good cheap time.
Yeah. Just right. A few loads of laundry, and you can join.
Right here.
Let's take our two-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Ridding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Ridding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR 1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Wow, this is a tough crowd.
We're gonna have fun with this one.
Tough crowd.
And we're back.
We're back.
Oh my lord.
Yeah. That happened really fast. Yeah, right.
And we're back. We're back.
We're in transition between guests, and we.
You lost track of time.
Yeah.
Okay, just a word to our producer here.
Yeah.
Spencer's back.
Hi.
You have the 7-second button.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Should we
hit it now?
Yeah, I'm
in timeout. Sorry.
Did we receive a fine this week at any point?
No. And don't mention it because, we bleeped it up.
Okay.
Right. We got it. I can see it here on the light. It took care
of it. If you ever really get in trouble, you can say, forget about it.
I'm not sure we can be that quick.
Spaghetti.
Welcome back, Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber. Again, Nigel, James, and Jason.
Yes, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Yes. And we have with us again.
Spencer Markey.
I know. 2 weeks.
Spencer.
Well, this is supposed to develop into something that is the more towards the end of the show. Usually the third segment, but tonight we're... bringing you in a little early and letting you ride a little longer.
I like it.
Because we are. Because
wow.
Yeah. Whoa. So you owe me.
Okay. Okay.
So on that note, I'm out.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
All right. Spencer. Good evening.
Good evening.
You have a new endeavor. Eat Shasta.
Yeah.
Give us a 20-second.
We're app-based. We're trying to bring travelers, tourists, and locals alike. So when you're traveling through this great area, a lot of the times we've all traveled, the first question is, you know, where do you eat? Where do you go? What do you do? And over Google, we try to come up with an app that you can kind of pin where you're going to go. So Mount Shasta, Dunsmuir, Redding, Red Bluff, and between coffee shops, bars, restaurants, boutique hotels, trying to have categories so people can click on those and kind of see what's available, more of a directory based on where you're at. We've got a link directly to the websites of each restaurant so people can order off of it. And like with DoorDash, they'll charge you, but if you order from someone's website, they don't charge the fee, and a lot of people don't know that. So you kind of help save the restaurant some money there and kind of just keep promoting and help support local businesses and the smaller mom-and-pop restaurants. So that's kind of the premise of that.
Eat Shasta. People can go to eatshasta.com,
yeah.
Right? And on Facebook, you're doing pretty good, too.
Yeah, and then the way that the app works is when you do download the app, it's through push notifications and geofencing. So one cool thing about the app is we can geofence restaurants. So
don't mind James. He's writing his Christmas
book. Yeah. So, you know, like...
No, I'm writing... questions,
yes.
And things that are popping in.
So like Charlou, who's here with us, Charlou's Tap House, we have them geofenced, so when you drive around Anderson, it'll pop up with, hey, you know, make sure you check out Charlou's Tap House. Or if they're running a special, we can run a push notification that goes directly to your phone and lets you know what's going on, or if certain restaurants are having events or there's anything that's going on. So it's a different approach to marketing for a lot of these restaurants because everybody's on their phone, right? You know, TV,
all the time.
Yeah, TV, radio, you kind of have to be listening or watching, but if you get a notification on your phone, hey, make sure you check this out, or there's something going on in Mount Shasta that maybe you didn't know about. It's just a different approach that we're seeing how
okay,
it goes.
That's enough words. Thank
yeah.
you.
No. Yeah. You're off. You're cut.
No.
Yeah.
That's heavy. That's a lot.
You could have just said, just go to Eat Shasta.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the tutorial.
I have it on my phone, and it's fun when you're driving around to have your phone go, bing, and I'm like, I pick it up, and it's like, oh, you need a coffee at Downtown Ground. Bing. You know, you need, remember, we're giving free whatever today. Bing. And you're like, huh. And it's fun because you kind of.
At what point do you throw the phone out?
Well, you just put it on silent. It really bothers you. But I'm like, I'm driving around, and I'm like, something pops up for free. My car's on two wheels to go in and get it.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool.
So
Eat Shasta app, download it, check it out.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
And with that said, one of your members, I'm assuming,
yes,
probably one of the first to take opportunities.
One of
you guys seem to jump on board all kinds of ways of
connection
we do.
With the community.
Absolutely, absolutely. We jump on it, especially if it involves Jason and old yeah. Spencer here. They help out a lot of small businesses.
Buzzy and Spencer. Charlie's, right?
That's right. So it used to be Mary's Pizza Shack. That's my family's restaurant. We had to change the name because of a bunch of crud, but we did it. We rebranded, and we're picking up steam as we go.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, didn't Jason come in and ruin your kitchen?
Lots of times.
Lots of dough flying.
Lots of times.
I thought I paid you off on that, you know?
Yeah. So you clean up was just have coffee. Now the location in Anderson?
Yeah, we sold the Reading store. It was, you know, I'm 60 years old, 60-something. I felt like I got to slow down. I've been doing this my whole life. And so we ended up just focusing all our attention on Anderson, which really, really, really helped. Good. I was split, you know.
Yeah. Carlene, and that's a great location in Anderson.
It's been there for 18 years. We have a really, really good foundation there. And I'm seeing a lot of people return. My attention was drawn a lot to Reading. Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of complaints from Anderson. And as soon as we got back to Anderson, it took about 3-4 months, they noticed that I wasn't sleeping anymore. I was working. Yeah, I was sleeping at the wheel. But I ended up going back. My wife and I, Kathy, both work there 7 days a week for now. We run a short crew, but I have a great crew. So instead of quantity, we have quality.
Yep.
And it works out well.
Well, I mean, I think, come on, let's face the facts. There's no, I mean, what you're telling us is not something that most people should be shocked by. I mean, it's a hard business, the restaurant business.
It was a lot better.
Yep.
And then it started being like, okay, here's a regulation, here's a regulation, here's a regulation, here's an increase, here's another increase.
Yeah.
It's not just PG&E, it's insurance. PG&E,
it's everything.
You got food costs, you got milk and dairy. Things don't come down once they go up.
Yeah, wages.
Wages go up, that's another factor.
And you're competing against companies that are having to pay everybody $20 an hour, right? And you guys are like that. I mean, you guys may have already been in that realm. I don't know. But
no, we're not 20. We're not 20 because...
to keep somebody, it's hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to treat them real well. We treat them like gold, and they treat us like gold. You're only as strong as your weakest link.
Yeah.
We have a lot of strong links right now. Seasoned, fun, guest associates with my wife at the helm. If somebody walks in the front door, we don't have the bell that goes off. It's Kathy.
Yeah.
She says, front door. Front door. She goes to sleep at night going, front door. So we just try to exceed everybody's expectations. And now the banquet room.
Yeah.
Man, we weren't even done creating the banquet room, and I think we've already booked 14 parties. There's one there right now.
Wow. Yeah. In that same space?
In that same space.
Oh, you guys had that little... I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, well, if you walk through the front door, it's now on the left, where the patio kind of, you know, entry to the patio is.
Okay.
And so now that's all blocked off. It's got room for about 40. I think it's 40. Mm-hmm. My wife says it's 50. I says, no, it's not. So it's. I think it's 40. We haven't
Does
done
she
it
yell
now.
That out at night, too? 50?
40. 50. 40. 40.
40.
Yeah.
Fire marshal.
Fire marshal. Oh, I just saw him today. I saw the fire marshal today.
So we'll
today.
Keep it at 40.
Fire marshal, 40.
Yeah.
Fire marshal's gone 50.
But, yeah, so that's working out well. We didn't even get the paint. Wasn't even dry. We were booking people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all, you know, I've always had banquet rooms, and this is one of the first restaurants I didn't have one in, and we've missed it.
It's
we missed
funny.
The boat.
It's funny, but when I look at you, I almost can smell pizza crust.
You probably can.
Aroma.
Yeah, and it was good. For
so
split
how
second,
long have
was,
you been doing this?
You've been
in the restaurant business?
I've been owning my own restaurant since I was, I don't even know how old I was. It was 93 I started. I rode the coattails of my grandmother, Mary Fazio, and my uncle and my mother for many, 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 many years. But before that, I was brought up in the restaurant business because of... I got babysat down there, so
I was
5 years old when I got babysat at my grandmother's first restaurant in Boys Hot Springs, and she put us to work,
I was going to say,
she put,
yeah, babysitting was different in those days. Nobody was watching you. They were making
there
you
was
work.
No sitting.
Yeah, there
you,
was no.
You were too busy to get up to any funny business because you were, you know, elbow deep in cheese.
It was idle. The old saying was idle hands.
Or the devil's workshop.
Yeah, devil's workshop. So we did silverware. We did dishes. We did pizza boxes, to-go pizza boxes. You know, you have to have
pre-fold
a stock
them.
Of those. Yeah, we pre-fold them. Fold them. 2 cents a piece.
Yeah.
Oh. And so, yeah.
That's cheap back then.
Oh, yeah. Well, now I
the
get free.
The box were or is what they paid you?
It was, yeah. No, they tell you per box. And we would always have a, she'd make us, well, not make us, but she asked us, you know, politely, she said, you guys want to have a competition? You and your brother and your sister, you and your brother and your cousin, Vince. Uh-huh. And whoever wins gets an extra, you know, maybe 50 cents or 25 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin Vince always used to beat me, but right now I think I can take him.
2 cents a box.
Well, we make 500.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. Daily. Like, well, not on the weekdays, but weekends. That was a restaurant that was pretty powerful.
Yeah.
In Sonoma County.
Very cool.
Yeah, very, very, very powerful. We
sell that many pizzas in a weekend?
Well,
you just stocked
up.
You weren't doing it every day. You'd build these big stocks.
We would restock and restock and restock. I can do it with my eyes closed.
Flip.
Yeah, I'm not as fast as that Domino's guy on the internet, but I could pretty much put a box out pretty quick.
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, that's the long short of it. So we have a good time down there. It's getting back to popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see a lot of the old customers coming back and back and back. I'm like, yes.
So I love your salads.
Yeah.
I was going to say, popular. So what are some of your signature items? So if people are driving right now and they're hungry and heading towards Anderson, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, num, num, num.
Yeah.
And they should go to Charlieu's and, you know, what are some of your well, not in the banquet room, apparently, but what are some of the better dishes?
Everything's homemade, so I can pick a couple out. I would say the number one used to be lasagna until the chicken parmesan chicken. That dish is now the most popular.
Wow.
And we're doing about 14 to 15 dinners of that. And then the lasagna, that's homemade, of course. That's my grandfather's recipe that it's been passed down for over, 80 years now.
How long does it take you to make one?
A lasagna? We make, 16 times 4, so 32, 74 lasagnas in one batch. And we do that every fifth day. It takes it takes Dylan, because he's a master at it. It takes him about almost an hour to prep, and then bake off time's easy. And then we put them in the walk-in, and then we individually wrap them.
Because they get a little age on them. That's what you want with a lasagna.
Yeah.
It needs to sit at least 24 hours.
The first day you eat one, if you eat one right out of the oven, it's good, but it's not like it is when it sits for, you know, 2-3 days.
So what's the best day to come to Charlotte?
Yeah, right?
Lasagna.
Trade secret.
Any day. Yeah.
I was going to say, they've got them in there aging. It's like, it's just a rotation.
It's like the Parmesan cheese, you know, the Romano. Uh-huh. It's like 12 months. No. It'd grow legs by then. But, yeah, those are two of the top items. Or salads, like you said earlier, the salads are
well, you guys
off
used
the wall.
To make, too, and I don't know if you still do, but my kids were obsessed with your mac and cheese.
The mac and cheese has got a little bit of Alfredo sauce in it.
Yes.
So it's got a little spin. It's not just cheese. It's Alfredo.
And that's
they
loved about it. Cause
that's good.
And now, Dylan, just out of the blue, we make special stuff for ourselves because we've eaten that food for a million years. So Dylan took a bunch of the croutons, and he first made the mac and cheese, put it in a we call a boat, and then he took the croutons and crumpled them up and put them on top and then baked it again.
Mm.
And just for me and Kathy and himself.
So it had a little topping.
Oh, wow.
Twice baked mac.
Yeah.
Alfredo mac and crunch.
Alfredo mac.
So is that on the menu now?
No, but you can order anything you feel like having, and we're going to make it. If we've got it, we're making it.
Dylan's mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan's mac and cheese.
We'll have to remember that.
He's amazing.
You need that. We need to create the underground,
the secret menu.
Yeah. I hate to use that word. It's like a cliche, but people come in and they'll say, can you do this? Yeah. Can you make me this? Can you make me that? And, absolutely. I mean, everything's fresh. I mean, nothing comes out of a jar or a bag.
Yeah.
So we have a higher labor and a lower food cost because we assemble.
Mm-hmm.
We cook and bake everything there.
Okay, I'm getting hungry. Let's take our last one-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Come on. James, start singing it now.
But we're already back.
Yeah, we're back.
Yes, we're back. Smoke.
Yeah.
You just used the word free during the break.
Free. Yeah, free.
Free for Jacques.
Free.
That's free.
It's always a magic word.
Free.
We're back. Shasta Live. By the Shasta County
Chamber. Shasta Chamber.
Happy Nigel. Birthday.
Yes.
James.
Happy birthday,
Jason.
Is it your birthday?
Yes, it is.
Today's your birthday?
Happy birthday.
It's all good.
Everybody's like,
at some point you reach a number where it's
birthday,
like,
it's Nigel.
Happy birthday to you.
Woohoo. No, okay,
that's
yeah.
All well, you get. No, I was going to slip my Marilyn Monroe skirt on.
Well, that's why you brought the chocolate.
It could blow up as the.
No, it's totally good. I'll stick to the black and white of Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Mr. President.
Well, I brought you chocolate.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Now we need a candle.
Yeah.
Like candle in the wind.
What are you?
That 42? Spencer.
Yes, I'll take it. That's very good. Thank you. Boy. We're back. Shasta yeah. Live. We've got Spencer's in the house and...
Charlou.
From Charlou's.
And we're talking... The original.
Do they ever call you Charlie or just Charlou?
A lot of people call me Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
So, Charlou, hey, where is that from? What's the family name?
Uncle. He used to give us all nicknames. Mm-hmm. We had the master nicknamer in the family, and he would, his nickname was Vic Mundo.
Yeah.
That's a nickname?
Really good name. And then Charlou was just a nickname, and it stuck with me. My friends didn't even know my real name was Charles.
Okay.
Or Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Come over here, Charlie. Over, yeah. But we, that reminds me of, with the chocolate factory.
Willy Wonka.
Hey, you're sitting next to the new Wonka.
The Wonka factory. Yeah. I'm the Wonka. He's the Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa. Throw on my tan. You can't even tell the difference.
They're actually going to start issuing golden tickets at some point.
Yeah. I'm part of that. I'm the old man in the bed. older man.
Yeah, that's it.
That's Grandpa man. Joe.
That's more like Grandpa Joe.
Yeah, but good stuff. Yeah, that's good chocolate. I'm getting a little wired off of that.
Yeah.
Hey, but also real quick, I was told that Santa and the Grinch himself are going to be paying Charlou's a visit this Friday.
Ooh,
come on now.
You got to give the goods,
Jason. You have the outfit.
Yeah,
I'm totally into the Grinch.
James. I like.
Whether
I like
you're naughty or nice, he wants a picture.
Yeah, we have them coming down December 20th. That's a Friday, right?
Yeah, this Friday.
We're going to try to keep them separated a little bit. We're not going to allow the Grinch to steal stuff. We have armed guards coming just to make sure no packages are stolen.
So when you were a little kid back home, well, I don't know. I don't remember all the ages you were.
Ages I was?
In Holland, they have a very unique Christmas.
Well, we get the double dip because we have Sinterklaas.
That was going to be Sinterklaas.
On December 5th.
Yeah.
And then Christmas on the 25th. So
Sinterklaas.
Yeah. And then I had my birthday in between.
But isn't there a bad guy, too?
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Nigel.
Spencer.
Yeah. He's got some horns.
Yeah, I thought there was like a bad, if you've been bad,
there's
like a bad Santa.
I don't remember him.
Okay.
No,
maybe wrong country.
Yeah, wrong country. good. Well, we seem to be gravitating towards everybody's favorite topic, which is food.
Oh,
every
love
week,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
And you did hit on the fact that even when people come to visit, you know, I would say one of the most important itinerary items is food for everybody, right? Because you can come and visit and have a great time staring at the Sundial Bridge. And but after that, you know.
I always find it interesting, though, because we ask the question.
You got to eat.
This is unique, yeah. Right? Because, I mean, obviously, you have, I'm sure, food that you like outside of your world. But if you have people coming to visit you, mm-hmm. how easy it is to take care of them? Just because you have your own food.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Guess what you're having tonight? Lasagna. Tomorrow you're having pizza.
It's already planned for you.
And then we can make like 3,000 different types of pizza so it never gets boring.
Sure.
Yeah.
But. I mean, I would totally be down with that.
Here's a loaded question for a pizza. So pineapple, yes or no?
I'm a yes. I've had it with hot honey, bacon, and maybe throw some pepperoni on it. Pepperoni and pineapple does taste good. I don't care what anybody says. Hot honey on that tastes really, really good. You get the sweet and the hot. We do about maybe 10 a day on the Canadian bacon and pineapple. I'd rather just do pepperoni and pineapple myself. My uncle, whole nother story, he was one of the founders of the Mary's Pizza Shack. No pineapple. We had to take it to the food committee, which, yes, we did have a food committee.
Wow.
And he said no. And if I don't get my way, it's no. So they held off. It took, I think, 2 or 3 years. Food committee finally passed it.
It's kind of funny, though. You know, it's interesting. I didn't realize there was such a weird cultural debate about pizza and pineapple. I always thought it was normal, right? Of course you have it on there. I mean, it tastes good.
Yeah.
But I've also heard no.
I didn't understand the...
both sides.
I've also heard no. For years I wouldn't. And it was not a battle thing for me. I just was like, no, it just doesn't make sense to me, right? Until I ate it, finally decided to eat it. But I don't know why I even thought. I think pineapple is one of my favorite fruits in the whole world. Like, I could eat it by the truckloads, right? So why not put it on pizza?
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I ate it, and I was like, oh, okay.
You got to do what the customer wants. I mean, you can't tell them ever, can't never tell them no. I mean, if they want their food in a blender, I'm doing it. I don't care.
One of my favorite pizza through a straw. One of my favorite pizzas.
Hey, we just met Hayden. You could take it to the laundry. Yeah.
One of my favorite pizzas was, or two of them that I've always had, was a BLT pizza.
Okay.
With bacon, lettuce, and tomato, right? And they take the lettuce at the very end, and they don't cook it, obviously.
Would it be arugula?
Yeah, it would be, but they toss it. So it's already tossed with dressing.
Yeah.
And sprinkle it over the top and then the BLT's the money. And then the other one is a thinner crust, so it has a little bit more of a crunch, right?
Crunch, yeah.
But it's peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
Oh, my God. It is so good.
PB&J
pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, we're going to put a special out. It's going to be PB and James.
Yeah.
PB and James.
There it is.
James. You're guaranteed it is so to good. One of those a week.
It reminds you of peanut butter like jelly on toast.
That's a little pineapple on it.
Have you tried the cauliflower crust? What do you think about the cauliflower?
No? I'm okay with it, but the problem is for me that's a diabetic. They always talk about it being healthier.
That's what I was
like, right? 99% of them are filled with like potato starch and stuff as a binder, and
that's actually more.
And that's just carbs. And for me, that sends my blood sugar through the roof. So
I'm
going to eat it, I'm just going to eat the real thing. Has anybody ever done a sourdough crust, like sourdough
Sounds
bread?
Really good.
No, but I'll hollow out a sourdough roll and I'll stuff a homemade meatball in there with Thousand Island.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely full of carbs because it's sourdough. But your pizza dough is close to a sourdough.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, really close.
I mean, no doubt, if I'm eating pizza, my blood's going to go through.
Well, yeah.
But
we have the cauliflower for you.
You have to choose it, right? Yeah. Like, I just choose I'm going to eat pizza, period.
Yeah, exactly.
With pineapple.
With whatever.
Conscious decision.
Yes, it's like, I'm okay, here we go.
Besides Charlieu's, are there some other restaurants around the area
tickle your fancy
that you like to frequent? We like to, you know, get
spread the love.
Spread the love.
Yeah, I go to
McDonald's.
No, I can't do it. I just can't do it. No offense. I don't do fast food. Taco Bell burned me out. I go to the Mexican restaurant in Anderson. And I don't even look at the sign. I feel really embarrassed right now. It's right there by Safeway. Been there forever.
Oh, you, I was going to say, you just go there. That's totally fine. Every, you like food, you don't care what it's called.
Yeah, three days a week. Mm. And then we do raw, obviously. Mm. We try to hit them for happy hour, but if we don't, that's fine because we don't really, you know, we're like, we just gobble it down. And then back to work. And then where's the other place I go? Well, those are the two main ones. Mm. Oh, Mulligan's.
Mulligan. On the golf course.
Yep. Mulligan's. Yeah, because they always come out. Brad comes out, Lynn comes out, and they chat it up with us. And we don't even get to eat because we just keep talking.
You guys probably know a lot of people. So
we know. Yeah, we know everything. No, I'm kidding. But that's one of my favorite spots. We go there for a lunch, once in a while a dinner. And it's just great to see them too doing exactly what they wanted to do. You know, they got it all free and clear of themselves now, and boom, they're killing it.
They're killing it.
Killing it.
So are you, now that you're back exclusively in Anderson, are you doing better? Is the business doing better?
A lot. Good. It's doing a lot better. It's, you know, being on the floor talking to my customers is always something that I have to do. It's one of those things. My grandmother did it. My uncle did it. My mother did it. None of my cousins did that. I was more the guy that would go, you know, I don't have to make pizzas for 20 minutes. I'm going to go hide on table one with the Westerbees, you know. I'll be over here with the Farleys. And
I think that's important. That's a connection.
Well, it gives me a break, and I get to connect with them, you know.
You're there eating as a patron, and to... it feels good to know the owner of the business you're there, right? And
absolutely.
When you come by and just say hi and have a chat, how's the family, how's the kids, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice, right?
Well, it's
you're a little bit of a celebrity in your realm of your...
In my own mind.
Well, yeah. I mean, but, you know...
That could be a big space.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Well, and it doesn't make a difference.
No.
I mean, I wander around in my... you know, the walls around us. Let me ask you this.
There's Charlou, the show pony.
Yeah, trotting on by.
He's like, yeah, no coin.
So, yeah, the restaurant business is it's kind of a tough business right now, right?
Especially in California.
California, yeah. Well, we got Newsom to visit us today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not my restaurant.
Were you invited?
No, I did a little thing on a video on, I don't know what it was. It was called the... So I shouldn't say it here.
Is that why you weren't? Is that why you weren't?
It rhymes with Newsome. And we did a little parody on it, but I don't think he saw it.
So, the restaurant business. Let's say two things. Somebody who's struggling, what advice would you give them? And somebody getting into it, having a dream.
Well, the second is get help. mental.
I was going to say,
James. James is open for
James. You could take that, Spencer. You could take that many ways.
The first question is get absolute 100% control over. I wouldn't say your management, your skills in managing your restaurant. That means guest associates, customers. You have to get. You got to get exact control over that. You have to be able to be open and do what you need to do with the customers and never say no. And two, you got to right now really watch your food costs. I shop probably five different areas for like food, and I never had to do that before. But you find me at Costco getting my eggs because they're 20 cents a piece. They're not 29 cents a piece.
Heard
not
that
38
from another,
cents a piece.
I heard that from another restaurant person today.
You have to shop your product, get the freshest, obviously, but you also have to look for the price points because we use over 100 eggs every single week. And so when we're talking 49 cents at one place versus 20 cents, I mean, there's almost a 50% savings right there.
Yeah.
So a little bit more, but we ended up having to go real deep into our inventory and our practices on purchasing and stuff like that. But to the person who's going to open a new restaurant, you have to have a good business plan, and that's got to be very first and foremost with a pro forma. What are your tables going to have to record? What are your tables and chairs going to have to make you to survive. And what's your longevity? What's your plan? You have to have a long plan and stick with the long plan. And get advice.
And there are services here in town that aren't specifically to restaurants, but overall in business that are really savvy and that can be translated into that. So
if you're going to hang in there,
if
you want to hang in there, we've got longevity. I've gotten slapped left and right. Right after COVID, it was, you know, before COVID, it was freaking the market.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway,
so get help. Yeah. There we go.
Get help.
We're at the end. We're at
help.
The end.
That was quick.
That help. Was fast. That's too
help.
Fast.
Thank you. Thank
so
you,
much.
California.
Now I can have another chocolate.
You can.
Yeah. You can have that.
Get yourself some chocolate.
See you next
Sunday.
See you next week.
Thanks.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.